Very good. Okay, so here we go to have a nice quiet meditation session. And somebody said this, yesterday, meditation is so hard. And I said, are you kidding? Meditation's the simplest thing in the world. You just sit there and shut up. That's my instructions, so just do it. But I will give some more instructions as well. So, but first of all, it's very true. Just sit down, close your eyes, and be here. Instead of going places, instead of trying to achieve things, instead of trying to get rid of stuff, just be here. Where are you? It's not that bad. It's safe, it's warm, it's friendly. So just learn how to be, instead of always going places. So when you are here, it's usual you become aware of your body. This vehicle, which we ignore too often. It's one of the great reasons why we get sick. Not paying attention to how our body is feeling. In particular, how it's positioned right now. The posture. And people can be so dogmatic, thinking, oh, this is the correct posture. All other postures are for namby-pamby cream puffs. This is a real one. If you want to get enlightened, you have to sit like this, which is a lot of rubbish. You feel the posture. You know it in this moment, how it feels. And then you invoke compassion and kindness. See if you can adjust your posture. Even little things like coughing, sneezing, scratching. But in particular, just moving, fidgeting. Until you get your body in the best posture. Start with your legs. Are they comfortable? If you find your chair is too high for you, you put a little cushion or a pillow under your feet. If your legs are too long, you put the cushion under your bottom to raise it so it feels good. You wiggle your bottom. Remember the old story that if the mobile phone goes off during the middle of the meditation, it's not bad karma for you, it's the mobile phone's fault. So it will get reincarnated as a parking meter in its next lifetime. The lowest form of technology. I wouldn't wish that on any iPhone. So please turn your iPhone off out of kindness to the iPhone. And then come back to your body. If you need to adjust your bottom, please do so. Until it's just right. Otherwise you get sore bottom. It's your fault. You weren't careful enough. And then you experience the sensations in your back. Just attention, mindfulness, awareness. It allows you to get feedback. You can understand your own back. You know, just stretching it like I'm doing now. That really feels good. For some reason, it releases these endorphins in my bloodstream and it feels really pleasurable and increases my immune system, feels great. And then I relax it. A good stretch is marvelous. And then I check my hands and my arms, making sure they're in a really premium position. A But I don't follow the books. I follow this moment and mindfulness and kindness. So make sure it's just as comfortable as I can possibly make it. You know, just paying attention and caring. Just that attitude that my arms and hands relax. Checking my shoulders, making sure they're okay. Just letting them get loose, relax. And when I'm mindful, I can feel the body relaxing, opening up, tightness, tension, lessening. It feels free. And then I go up, I just cough, so I pay attention to my throat. An irritation in my nose, it's just allergies, hay fever, that's all it is. But I'm aware of it. I don't try and get rid of it. I let it be. Not afraid of it. Fear or trying not to cough just makes it worse. Just like the rest of life. It's hard to change life, but I can certainly change my attitude and care, especially in meditation time. Caring for this moment. Caring for my throat and my head. I'm putting the attention in my muscles around my face. Always understand that the tension around my eyes is a sign of stress, anxiety, fear, or whatever. I can feel those muscles. My awareness is just with the sensation around my eyes. And I let go. And you just relax those muscles. The awareness allows you to have feedback, which is how you learn. You learn how to relax. Once your body is really comfortable, you can experience the peace, the freedom, even the delight of having a body that is relaxed. Just being here feels good. If it's delightful, it's much easier to be here. If it's painful, disturbing, that means you have work to do. So you learn how to relax your own body as a basis for the meditation. And then I always encourage people to ask yourself, are you peaceful or are you agitated? It's the old peaceometer. Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is peaceful. 10 is agitated. If I ever allow myself to go off into the future and think, oh my goodness, what am I going to say this evening? I can see that needle go up. If I just let go, it doesn't matter. It's my last talk. I'm out of here tomorrow. Then you relax. The needle goes down to one. Stay in the present moment, no past, no future. The only place you can ever rest is right here, right now. And when I let go of past and future, I can feel the peaceometer get more and more calm. You don't have to do much. Just be, right now. Leave changing the world until later. Right now, you deserve to be peaceful. There's no compassion unless it's based on peace. Calm. Being kind to this moment. When you relax and are peaceful and kind, you'll find that inner commentary always arguing and making business with this world or with yourself. The inner commentary starts to get so calm. It's like a rain which turns to mist and the mist starts to evaporate. And you can see the clear sky again. When it's not obscured by your thoughts and opinions and plans and complaints. Be still, be kind, be in this moment. Be just here. What can be more simple than just being? Going somewhere, doing stuff, having to perform. That takes work. That's what you do most of the day and night. Now we just be. Learning from peace. Understanding what kindness really is. Just being. Don't try and get somewhere that's more movement. Just learn to stop and just be peaceful. when you want something more, you can't enjoy what you already have. I'm going to be quiet for 10 minutes to enjoy the silence. I will let you know when the meditation's about to finish. very close to the end of the meditation retreat. Not retreat, but session. How do you feel? How relaxed are you? How peaceful? If you had a goal, something you'd like to achieve, you'd always be disappointed. Life never disappoints. Goals disappoint. How's your mind? The beauty of a simple, peaceful mind doesn't need to think. Freedom. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When it finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that's a signal to open the eyes. And smile out of kindness to me and my fellow monk who has to look at you after the meditation. Excellent.